From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders who were under house arrest have been seized by state security forces 2 days after a controversial vote creating a National Assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Ravina Shamdasani, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson, called for their release.
Now, the detention of these two very prominent opposition figures had already been declared arbitrary by the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, which is the authority on these matters. So we're asking the government to respect this decision and to promptly release these two men.
Venezuela's vice president on television says the newly elected Constituent Assembly that could dramatically reshape the nation's government will be convening soon. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed North Korean leaders, saying that the United States is not their enemy. However,
we don't think having a dialogue where the North Koreans come to the table assuming they're going to maintain their nuclear weapons is productive. So that's really what the objective that we are about is.
Tillerson said the North Korean threat has materialized in the ways that was expected and that the administration has responded with peaceful pressure. Tillerson said he does not blame China for the situation in North Korea, but that the United States would seek Chinese help in achieving a dialogue with Pyongyang. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says diplomatic actions taken by Russia in response to the fresh sanctions that passed by the U.S. legislature would not deter U.S. commitment to security and that of its allies. Pence said that the sanctions that passed by Congress sends a very clear message that with Russia's activities in Ukraine and its support for Iran and Syria, they have to change. This is VOA News. A suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in the western Afghan city of Herat killed more than 29 people and wounded more than 64 on Tuesday. Mohammed Arif Shahram is the head of the Herat Regional Hospital, where many of the victims were taken.
So far, we have recovered more than 20 people murdered, and also we have received more than 30 others wounded, and 10 of them are in critical condition.
More than 1,700 civilians have been killed in attacks in Afghanistan so far this year, hitting confidence in the Western-backed government of President Ashraf Ghani. There has been no claim of responsibility, and the Taliban has denied any involvement. Pakistani lawmakers on Tuesday elected former Petroleum Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as the country's new prime minister. Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich has the story.
A close ally of Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is now the country's leader. Pakistani lawmakers electing former Petroleum Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi to the role on Tuesday. Sharif was forced out of power last week when the Supreme Court disqualified him for not declaring a source of income, a charge he denies. Sharif nominated Abbasi as interim leader, the speedy transition, an effort to project stability. But Abbasi's tenure is also expected to be brief, perhaps as short as 2 months.
Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. Kenya's National Police Force says it is investigating the killing of a top electoral official a little more than a week before the country holds general elections. The body of Christopher Masando was brought to a mortuary on the outskirts of Nairobi on Saturday, but not identified until Monday. Musalia Mudavadi, co-principal of the opposition National Super Alliance Coalition, condemned the killing.
That no effort was made to camouflage this killing as an accident shows the determination of the killers to send a chilling message that they will stop at nothing to ensure the outcome they desire.
Masando's death has prompted the chairman of Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission to ask the government to provide security for all employees so that Kenyans can have a free and fair election. The number of refugees coming to the United States dipped sharply in July, dropping to the lowest level of monthly arrivals in more than a decade. By Monday afternoon, 1,224 refugees had arrived, according to U.S. State Department data, less than any other month since the 2007 fiscal year. For updates to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.